Hey guys, Dale here. Do you want an unfair advantage to dominate your fantasy football league? Well, look no further and download SquadQL, the only mobile app you need to crush your friends and rivals this year. SquadQL recommends the best starting lineup for you each week based on your starters, your bench players, and free agent pool. Now, Christian, you may ask, how does SquadQL actually do this?
Well, basically what they do is this app connects directly with your Yahoo, ESPN, CBS leagues. They pull in your actual roster and your league scoring system, which is very important. SquadQL then provides like their waiver and trade recommendations. Then the app gives you rankings each and every week, and it's all based on your league setting. So SquadQL truly is your go-to app for fantasy football this season. Head to squadql.com, download SquadQL, your all-in-one fantasy football manager. SquadQL is brought to you by the creators of RotoQL, the leading daily fantasy optimizer, trusted by over 100,000 DFS players. You can also download RotoQL for free from both the Apple and Android app stores.
Yeah, eat, sleep, fantasy, you rocking with the best. NFL Fantasy Football Podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs, better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation, we doing what we like. Tune in every week, guaranteed we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts, I know you plan to be joining us on Eat Sleep Fantasy. Yeah, Eat Sleep Fantasy. Eat Sleep Fantasy.
All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Eat Sleep Fantasy Football Podcast, also known as the Unfulfilled Promises of Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Christian Brito, and joining me, as always, is the one and only Dale DeMott. What is up, Dale?
What's up, man? It has been way too long since me and you recorded. I feel like it's been a month between first you some personal stuff, then me some personal stuff, and then the hurricane, and then family. It's been like at least 2, 3, 4 weeks.
I don't even know what your personal stuff is. Is it as bad as my personal stuff?
No. I'm just saying that because I don't really have a lot of personal stuff going on.
Oh, you're just trying to use my excuse? Yeah. He's like, it worked for him.
Yeah. You said personal stuff. I said, hey, yeah, I do too. So we are the Unfulfilled Promises of Fantasy Football Podcast because we make a lot of promises that we don't keep. Is that simple?
If you haven't noticed by now, we're really bad at this.
So
we're trying.
Look, I'm going to get right into it because a lot of people are asking me about, about 6 months ago, we promised a bunch of people shirts and pop sockets, and we have not made the delivery yet.
Okay. There's a reason for it,
yes,
though.
Yes, there is.
Okay. We had a guy who we shipped all the stuff to. You tell the story. You're better at this.
All right. So I was sending out stuff like crazy. If you guys ever got a sticker or a t-shirt before, that was me going to the post office and shipping it. Had a lot of fun doing it, but it started becoming a little overwhelming because once we started selling our draft kits and other memberships, and I kind of bumped up the free shirt game a little bit, I got a little overwhelmed. And so we basically outsourced our shipping to a friend of ours, a good friend of ours, and a listener, a longtime listener. I won't say names to protect him and his identity, but we gave him all the stuff. We gave him a giant box of, like, I don't know, probably about 50 shirts, a couple hundred pop sockets, all these stickers, and said, here you go, go for it. You know, we'll make a stamps.com account. It'll be really easy, streamlined. You know, you could be part of the podcast, do this, bam. A couple weeks go by, he's busy. A couple more weeks go by, he's busy. And now it's been like 3 months and nobody has our stuff. So kind of his fault, kind of ours. But we are going to get it right. And we will, if you are owed a shirt or a pop socket or stickers or whatever, don't worry. It's coming. It's just a little bit late. And we're sorry.
Poor planning on our part, poor execution on the part of this person. And poor listeners, because Well, you didn't get your shit, but you will eventually. I mean, because now Dale decided he's going to ship everything to my house so I can deal with it.
Yeah, so.
Because I don't have enough shit going on. Dale, you know everything going on in my life. Why would you make me the one responsible? This is going to be a longer than 6 month wait now, look, but fuck it.
I was hoping, you know, it's going to give you something to keep your mind focused.
Mind focused. I'm not working 12-hour days at my business or anything.
Look, you need some downtime. You come home after a long day. You come home after a long day, and there's nothing more satisfying than folding shirts and putting them in those flimsy envelopes and writing, you know, tracking the packages and writing label. Yeah, that seems like a lot of stuff to do. I'm sorry.
I practically have to put my jerk sessions into Google Calendar now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's move on. That was awkward.
I don't know what to say about that.
too specific. I went too specific.
Today, guys, thank you, by the way, for joining us. If you're the first time you're listening, we appreciate you tuning in for the first time. We are going to be doing some streaming options for you, some kickers, some defenses, and a little bit of quarterbacks, along with some news. Because we are streaming, I'm not calling this episode like anything to do with like a pun on dreaming, like living the stream. I'm not doing any of that stuff, by the way. Just let you know.
Streaming on a prayer? Because that sounds perfect for week eight.
Nope. I am just calling
streaming on a prayer.
Streaming options.
Nope. That's not what I was looking for. Sweet streams are made of these.
That's actually not bad. I don't think anybody's using that. I might use that.
Sweet streams are made of these. Why did I say streaming on a prayer when it's obviously living on a prayer?
I don't know. Sometimes I just go with it because you are definitely tired. Smarter than me, and sometimes I don't get what you say.
That from.
And I just go ahead with it. I don't
know. I don't fuck up song lyrics very often. I'm disappointed in myself right now.
Well, you didn't mess up the lyrics. You just messed up the pun.
You're right.
It's okay. By the way, I don't know. I think you definitely can't relate, but if anybody has any advice for me, this is a baby issue.
I thought it was going to be like something related to like wearing a small shirt or something. No. I definitely can't relate.
No. So I have a 20-month-old daughter and she's starting to talk more and more. Like she has her phrases, like, you know, she's not
That's
talking.
That's 1 year, 8 months, by the way.
Yeah, but
for people that like to do math the right way.
So
after 12 months, just call them their age.
No, dude, there's a big difference between like 20 months and 18 months. Like in baby life, that's a big difference.
Yes, you say 1 year, 6 months. I don't want to have to do math.
Okay. Anyways, so my baby, she's 20 months old and, you know, she's starting to talk a little bit. You know, she's saying yes, no. And, she's picking up words and she does a lot of signing and stuff too. But she's saying this one word that my wife and I can't figure out. We have no idea, and she says it all the time. So okay. If any parents are out there, how do you deal? Like, I really try to communicate with.
Is she asking for something?
Yeah, do you think? She's asking. She's pointing at it. She says like nasabib, nasabib, and she just keeps saying it nasabib, nasabib.
Do you have, an array of like pictures that she might be able to point through and identify? Good idea.
I don't know, but it's all like she was pointing to the pepper and saying nasabib, and then she like points to the dog and says nasabib. It's like what is going on? I don't know. And then she's like she turns off and on the light switch and she's saying nasabib, nasabib. It's like I don't know what you're saying, and I think maybe she's making up that word and she's fucking with me.
That's also possible. You're just providing extra attention.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just being like, look at me, and that's what she's trying to say, and you're just reinforcing a behavior that and a word that you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. And then I lift her up in the air and I said, what are you saying, baby? And then she looks at me and smiles, and then I put her down and then she says, Nasabib.
Well, you realize you're reinforcing her saying the word now, right?
I know, but now it's starting to get kind of cute. Now it's like, you know.
Yeah, now the frequency of that behavior is gonna go up rather than disappear. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah. I don't know. If anybody has any, I think the picture thing is a good idea, but again, she says it to everything, so I don't know how it's going
to
help.
Do you want this to go away, or do you just want to figure out what it is?
I think she's trying to say it. She's trying to communicate, and I just don't, like, I feel like it's like another language almost. It's like, I just need to know what she's trying to say. I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't even deal with that. I would just ignore words. I would ignore words that I don't understand and only reinforce words that I do.
Right, but a lot of times...
What do I know? I'm a behavior analyst.
A lot of times... Like,
this is all I do every day.
Okay,
right?
Well, but it's fine. Okay, like for fish, she doesn't say fish. She says blub blub. But I know it's fish now. So she says blub blub. I said, okay, I know you're talking about fish and it's cute. Haha. And so I think it's like something like that.
Yeah, but you're allowing that as an acceptable response. Is that what you want her to be saying? Because she's capable of saying fish.
I don't know if she's completely capable. I mean, she says like she could say blue and orange, but like she can't say green. So like she's kind of on the brink of talking. Like she's on the brink of having those vocabulary words. But okay. Anyways, wow, that was really...
She's at that behavioral cusp.
Yeah, yep, yep. It's really weird that she could say orange and not green, isn't that? Like, orange is such a harder word to say.
Yeah, it's hard to rhyme with, too.
Yeah. Orange.
Sporange.
Orange. I could think of a million words that rhyme with orange.
Horange.
Look, here you go. This is the rapper in me. Orange, borange, cornge, dorange, forange. That aligns with orange.
I just got wrecked.
Mm-hmm. I just rhymed five words with orange. All right. Christian, let's start off talking about fantasy football.
Is this our worst start ever?
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah, that just went off on a big rant and nobody cared.
We talked about your baby for way too long. We talked about the color orange for probably a little bit too long. Mm-hmm. We bashed ourselves for not being able to fulfill promises. So let's go ahead and give you guys advice.
All right. Let's talk about we're going to talk about some defenses, some kickers, and some quarterbacks here. Let's start off with the defenses. I know you have a couple. I have a couple here. Before we went on air, Christian, we were both talking about one defense in particular in our league of record, and that's the New England Patriots against the Buffalo Bills this week.
God, I hope nobody is listening to this right now.
No, well, waivers are going to clear by the time this episode drops.
Oh, thank God.
But unless somebody has like a wire on you or something, you never know.
You never know.
Yeah. Okay. So the Buffalo Bills flat out.
Trust Armando.
They don't put the ball in the end zone very often.
Okay. So let's word this even better. Like anyone playing Buffalo, there's always a couple of teams every year that you want to stream whatever defense is playing against them. Buffalo's clearly one of those teams this year. They can't get their quarterback situation right. They've got Derek Anderson starting, right? I talked about this with Mark, with either Mark or Armando last week. Like, they're averaging, what was it? A 0.2 touchdown? No, 0.6 touchdown to interception rate? No, I got it. Never mind. A 0.33 touchdown to interception ratio.
Right.
For their quarterback position. That is one of the worst marks I've ever seen for a team. Like, that's horrendous. So Derek Anderson being an improvement is a sad state for your team.
Yep. Yeah. Not to mention New England is a huge favorite in this game, over a 10-point favorite. And that means Buffalo one, they're not going to score. And two, they're probably going to have a couple turnovers and a bunch of sacks. So... Let's definitely roll with New England here against Buffalo. They are at Buffalo.
Available in half your leagues, by the way. Just throwing that out there. Like, that's...
Yeah.
That's some good stuff.
Yep. The another good streaming option for you this week, and which I like, and I had them ranked 1 and 2 here, and I do think I still would take the New England Patriots over the Steelers, but I do like the Steelers this week as well against the Browns. Say what you want about the Browns, and they have been doing better than, you know, what we remember in the recent past, but the Browns are still the Browns, and they're a pretty big underdog in the NFL. 7 or 8 point favorite is pretty big, and the Steelers are 7.5 point favorite.
Yeah, it's a good matchup, and like, just look at week one. like you said, like double-digit fantasy points in their first meeting. Why would this one be any different at home?
Yep, exactly. There's no issues here. I would definitely start the Steelers. And actually, I'll talk about the Steelers a little bit when we're talking about kickers. But I do like this game, and I do like the Steelers in as a streaming option this week. Okay. Another quick streaming option is, and this is crazy, I know, don't kill me, but the Cardinals playing the 49ers. It's crazy, but I think the Cardinals have a really good shot of scoring some points and creating a couple turnovers against.
I get it, but I'm going to go, I think there's better options, even if you're going deep. So Patriots are available in half of leagues, 51% available. Steelers are available in over 60% of leagues. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you one that's available in almost every league. You ready for this one?
Let's do it.
The Washington Redskins.
Okay.
Do you know who they got?
Eli Manning.
They got Eli Manning and the Giants.
Yeah.
And, I mean, 4 out of the 6 games they've played this season, they've put up double-digit fantasy points on defense, right? And they've put double-digit fantasy points on defense each of the last 2 weeks. I like the Redskins to kind of continue that trend, and they're widely available.
You know, with Eli Manning this year, it is pretty interesting because he has up and down games. I think every other game has been like a sub 10-point fantasy point game, something crazy like that. Every other game, it doesn't make sense at all. But
it doesn't make sense that he's still employed. I'm going to say this, Dale. I'm going through it in my head.
Okay.
But at skill positions, let's say top three for the sake of argument. The New York Giants have a top three team in terms of skill position players. You've got Odell Beckham, you've got Sterling Shepard, you've got Saquon Barkley, you've got Evan Ingram. There's not much better set of four out there in the NFL.
No.
Like, maybe Kansas City, but who's their elite second wide receiver option? Because I don't think Sammy Watkins is. Maybe the Rams, right? But they don't have that elite tight end. And maybe the Vikings, but again, they don't have as elite running back or tight end. So skill position, I think the best skill positions or top three in the NFL, and yet Eli is fucking garbage.
Look, Eli,
he is the worst.
Dude, you're going a little bit hard on him. I don't think that it's that. I don't think he's playing that bad. Yes, he's definitely not. He's not elite or whatever you want to call it. He's not anywhere near those numbers. But think about it. Let's take Patrick Mahomes, for example. Patrick Mahomes would not be a top 12 quarterback in that offense. With that offensive line. Not a chance. Not a chance. He would not be a top 12 quarterback.
That offensive line, I'm going to say this as well. That offensive line, you know sometimes how a quarterback will mask, like, Aaron Rodgers masks how bad his offensive line is.
Sure.
Eli Manning makes that offensive line look 3 times as bad as they are. They're not that bad. I watched in the red zone yesterday. I counted 9 seconds of clean pocket, and he got sacked.
One play. How about all the other plays when literally he's dropping back?
You know what it is? 9 seconds of clean pocket and Odell Beckham wide open, and you can't make a read?
Yes, I agree. I know what you're talking about. I know the drive you're talking about. But you also have to remember the times where Eli Manning drops back, and the defensive players get to Eli Manning's destination before Eli does. That's a problem. Okay. That offensive line is horrible. Okay. And they played horrible. Anyways, yes.
I got something. This is going to sum up basically my opinion on Eli Manning right now.
Okay. The
world. That's how I feel about very few things, right? Alabama, mm-hmm. Eli Manning,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
You know, food that pretends like it's unhealthy, but it's really healthy.
Okay, so anyways.
It's a very short list.
Long story short, Washington Redskins, I think, are a decent play here. And what I was saying about Eli Manning, he has those up and down games, but he doesn't have very often the huge boom games that he used to. You know, he's not going to have those, you know, 350-yard, four-touchdown games. He's not going to have that anymore. So pretty good chance he's going to be mediocre. So pretty good list there. And those are all defenses that should be available in your leagues right now.
Okay.
You want to do quarterbacks next?
Wow, I didn't realize how much hatred I have for Eli Manning until, like...
It is.
Right now.
I know.
It's not a good feeling, man. It's not a good feeling.
Messed up, man. All right. Let's talk about some quarterbacks here.
The worst.
Okay. We know that Case Keenum's not going to be benched. Should we have done news first? Or does it matter?
Muy importante. I was going to mention that we should have done news, but fuck it.
What?
Yeah. Like, this is where we're at now.
You get what you get, folks. All right.
We're just kind of give you insight. Just go, like, to our website if you want some news.
Yeah.
UCFantasy.com.
Yeah, exactly. You want breaking news? We are not the ones for you.
What?
We're not going to break news. Like, everybody tries to, like, retweet Adam Schefter as soon as Adam Schefter tweet. Like,
I've broken news a couple times. Just a couple times.
You have never... How have you broken news? You don't have any
context. At least
once.
There's at least once I've broken news before someone else has broken news.
I think we saw something on Reddit before it was posted, like, by Ian Rappaport or...
At least once I've broken news. I cannot recall, but I know that at least once I've broken news before someone else.
I doubt it. But anyways, we're not those people. At least once in 3 years. That means we're not those people. Anyways, Case Keenum is available in probably all of your leagues. Decent streaming option if you're really desperate. Okay. You want anything to add there? Do you agree with me?
Yeah, he's been... I mean, he looked good last week.
He's playing against the Chiefs this week, and as good as the Chiefs are on offense, they're
pretty bad on defense. I'm shocked that Andy Dalton was not good this week.
Yeah, me too. I mean, you're going to have to score a ton. You're going to have to throw a ton to keep up, and that bodes well for quarterbacks usually. So I do like Case Keenum. Yeah, he's definitely competent. He's not going to make a ton of mistakes, and they're just going to make you throw. So you should be fine with playing Case Keenum.
All right, Case... Mo-freaking-Keenum.
That's my...
Is that fine?
Yeah, that's fine.
Case Keenum.
Yeah.
At Kansas City.
Yep. You have anybody else?
No, I'm trying to see. I'm looking up Case Keenum stats.
How's he doing?
Over the last few weeks. And he looks okay. Like, there's a lot of passes, like not last week, but the last 2 weeks before that, 41 and 51 attempts. You like to see that. 322 yards and 377 yards the two games before that. What really hasn't been there is the touchdowns. 2-2-1 over the last 3 weeks. But I could see 302 this week.
Yeah.
What more can you ask for? Out of a streaming quarterback, 302 is very realistic. Mm-hmm. On, you know, 40 pass attempts.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Chiefs score quick, you know, and you can get the ball plenty of time, and I don't know. It's going to be a good game, I think. I think a very good game for Sanders here and Case Keenum. It's really just going to depend on if they can try to keep up or if they just give up.
Okay, how about this question? Is Derek Carr startable this week? And until
I'd rather have Case Keenum.
Yeah, I think me too. Would you rather have Derek Carr or CJ Beathard? I know I just talked about Cardinals defense to stream. Man, CJ Beathard killed me last week on FanDuel, by the way.
Yeah, Arizona's defense is actually good, so I'd probably rather have Derek Carr, and I do not like Derek Carr.
Okay.
Give me Case Keenum over all of these guys, by the way.
Yeah.
I'll take Alex Smith over all these guys. I'll take terrible Eli Manning over Derek Carr and Beathard.
Yeah, I would too. I think I would too. Okay. Eli Manning is available in a ton of leagues if anybody's interested. All right. Less.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem. All right. I think this.
I will say one thing. He has a 69% completion percentage, and I do like that.
Giggity. All right. Let's talk about some kickers.
Why?
Because you're not going to pull him off the waivers, right? You're going to get him after waivers clear. So probably by the time you're listening, these players probably should be available. I talked about the Steelers a little bit earlier, and I'll talk about them now. Chris Boswell is not somebody you would normally want to start, but given that the Steelers are such a big favorite in this game, I wouldn't mind picking him up just for this week. Do you have the same feelings about Chris Boswell as I do?
You want kickers on good offenses. And the only thing that worries me about Steelers kickers is sometimes they go for two more than other teams.
Yes.
That's the only thing. But
if it's not a close game, and it doesn't seem like this one will be, like we talked about, and this is actually where Vegas can help you guys. If you're not looking at the odds in Vegas and looking at the over-unders and looking at how many points.
Got to be looking at over-unders for scoring.
Yeah.
That's a really big factor for fantasy.
Especially for kickers. I don't think enough people look at it for kickers. But, you know, when you see a big over-under, that means a lot of points are going to be scored. And especially if you see a big over-under, total points plus one team being favored by a lot, like a lot of the Patriots games and stuff. you know, those are times that you usually want to start those kickers. So Chris Boswell, for that reason, he is one of my streaming options.
I'm going to give you a great streaming option just based on production, accuracy, and just steadiness.
Okay.
Because this is a guy that I picked up in our league of record just because he's been steady Eddie based on the quarterback and based on the system.
Okay.
Okay. Dustin Hopkins, D-Hop as I like to call him.
D-Hop, yep. The original D-Hop.
Right. The original D-Hop. Get that guy in Houston out of here. This is the real D-Hopkins. And so he's been steady Eddie this season. Missed one kick all season long, and he's pretty much getting you a couple field goals every single game with a couple of extra points.
Steady Eddie.
Steady Eddie, okay? And I think he's going to be steady Eddie again this week against the New York Giants. Probably, you know, like 10 points. He's never going to give you a ton of, just a shit ton of points because the offense is not good enough. But that's also not an offense that's going to get shut out. They're just like, they're Alex Smith. You're going to get the Alex Smith of kickers, and that's Dustin Hopkins.
Okay. You know who I kind of like more and more as the season progresses? I like the Chicago Bears. I like Mitch Trubisky a little bit more as the season progresses along as well. And I think that their kicker, Cody Parkey.
Cody Parkey.
Yep. I think he's very solid, especially against a
former Eagles kicker.
Yep. Would you say former Eagles? Because they're named the Eagles, but would you say he's a former Eagle? What's the right way to do that? No, because you would say like...
It's former Eagles.
Are you sure? Because Matt Forte was a Bear.
Yes.
And so Cody Parkey was an Eagle.
Yes, but we're saying former Eagles kicker.
Oh, right.
That's the way I just used it right
now. Sure. Okay. All right. See? That's why you get paid the big bucks.
Yeah, he's a former Eagle, but he's a former Eagles kicker.
I got you. Okay.
It's apostrophe S, not plural S.
Understood. Okay. Anyways, Cody Parkey is a good one. He should be available in a lot of leagues. Going against the Jets, expect a couple field goals to be made this game. Sounds good?
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. I like it. Right. I like that one.
This podcast is turning more into a list than a discussion, but that's okay, because sometimes people need
field goal
lists.
Attempts.
What?
He's been okay. He's missed two kicks on the season. That's not bad.
No, that's pretty good, considering. All right, Les.
Not bad at all.
I want to talk about just a couple guys before we get going. Is there anything else we need to talk about, by the way?
You can go through the news now if
yeah.
you want.
I just want to talk about it.
We're setting a trend. We're going to talk about the news at the end.
Yeah, see? All the other podcasts, they talk about the news in the beginning. Not Eat Sleep Fantasy. We get to the news.
Maybe you name the episode Fantasy Sleep Eat.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about Sony Michel. Sprained knee. he might not play this week.
Yeah, I feel like he's not going to play this week.
It doesn't.
He's going to miss 1 week.
Yeah, he's not day to day.
He's okay. He is day to day. That's exactly what he is.
Yeah. Okay. Sony Michel.
They haven't even rolled him out this week. But the thing is, it's a Monday night game. Do you really want to risk keeping him in your lineup and then he's out?
No, you can't.
So I think you make the plans to not play him.
Okay.
Unless you have a really good alternative, right? But who's your alternative? Chris Ivory?
Right.
For the Bills? Like, you don't even know what's going to happen with McCoy.
Right.
So, honestly, just sit him for a week. He'll be back for week 9.
Okay. The beneficiary of Sony Michel being out is probably James White.
You agree? Yes. Okay.
All right.
But White's not going to get all the work, but man, he looked great. If they just ran one back, holy shit, their fantasy production would be a top 5 back if they just ran one guy.
Right. Yep. All right.
Pats are almost 14-point favorites in this game, and I don't think that's enough.
Okay.
13.5-point favorites right now.
I guess we could talk a little bit. You did mention LeSean McCoy. He was concussed. He's evaluated for a head injury. He has not passed concussion protocol yet, so he's not back on the field. Again, this is something that you just want to keep an eye on, especially if LeSean McCoy is your only option. You mentioned Chris Ivory. Marcus Murphy is also an option here. Just keep an eye out if LeSean McCoy is out. I think Marcus Murphy can be a guy that might fill in if you're in a bind. Filling in last week against the Colts, he had 4 rushes for 53 yards and 5 receptions on top of that. So as much as this Bills offense doesn't want to move, if you are in a bind.
I feel like you're wasting a lot of time with the Bills. Can we move on? Okay. It's a waste of time. You're not going to use them. Unless you're like in a fucking 16-team league with 25 roster spots. Right.
Okay, Kiki Kuti.
Kiki Kuti. I wanted to talk about the Jaguars, but yeah, Kiki Kuti is an important one.
Okay. Proceed. Hamstring.
But give me some energy, man. Hamstring. You're like dying here at the end of the episode.
Hamstring.
What's going on? And just fucking like clear. Okay, let's go.
Guys, I said Kiki Kuti with a little oomph.
Kiki.
Do you cootie? So he has a messed up hamstring.
Thank you, by the way. That's what I needed. That's what I needed from you. Let's hamstring. How long till he's
back? A few weeks, probably.
Okay. Bump up Will Fuller a little bit?
A little bit.
Because it seems like the Will Fuller stock was completely deflated the moment Kuti started to get any love,
yes.
And now I think you can kind of gamble on Fuller again.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to try to send a very, very late round pick for Will Fuller right now.
Hmm. Not a bad idea. Man, I'm a little nervous about Deshaun Watson, though. I mean, he's been playing through some shitty stuff lately and with his ribs and all that
joking,
stuff.
Let me just write that Will Fuller thing down so I do it before I go to bed.
Okay.
Will Fuller.
So your list is podcast, jack off, Will Fuller. Is that what it says right now?
Yeah, no, I gotta push back the jack off to right before bed, which is good. I'll fall asleep quickly. Yeah. Yeah, I gotta just make sure I put that box of tissues right next to the bed.
Fourth thing on the list, get more tissues. All right.
Ah, fuck. Well, now I gotta scratch that out, redo the list.
All right.
Go to Walmart and get tissues. Is BJ's closed by now? Is BJ's a nationwide chain?
I think so.
I have this problem a lot where I don't know if, like,
well, 'cause you live in your own little world. South Florida is its own thing.
South Florida is its own thing. Like, I know some of the Cuban things don't exist nationwide. Mm-hmm. Like, Fresco y Mas and Sedanos don't exist outside of Florida. But, like I was stunned to learn that, like, BrandsMart only exists mm-hmm. in Florida and, like, one store in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Like, I thought that was a nationwide
store. They're huge. Store. Yeah, they seem huge.
So, like, that one was the biggest one. And this was like a running joke when we went to Dallas. Like, oh, you guys have that there? Oh, you guys have Coca-Cola where you're from?
Hey, by the way, are you noticing a lot of Burger Kings closing around you?
No.
Oh. Yeah, there's not a lot of Burger Kings around me. I don't know if that's a...
Well, Burger King started here in South Florida, yes. So there's a lot of Burger Kings here in Miami.
Right. Okay. Albert Wilson, Miami Dolphins wide receiver. He's...
That dude's going to be done for the year.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. They haven't said it yet, but he's going to be.
He has a labral issue is what they're labeling as, meaning he probably has a torn labrum in his hip. That is going to take like a year to heal.
What say that again? A what? An issue?
A labral issue
that sounds like in a, his hip. That sounds like a girl problem.
What?
It does.
You sound like a girl problem. Don't mess with my man, Albert Wilson.
All right.
I was so like... hopeful for this guy this year, and he's started to break out. Fucking picked him up everywhere.
Yeah. The way this offense has been running, it doesn't seem anything crazy. Devontae Parker might be coming back, but
they need to hurry up and put him on IR though, so I can put him on my IR spot in Dynasty because it's taking way too long. Jesus Christ.
So anybody whose stock goes up, I guess.
Devontae Parker, unfortunately.
Danny Amendola, no.
Danny Amendola a little bit, but I think the biggest beneficiary is the whiny Devontae Parker.
Yeah. He is whiny.
He is whiny. First of all, you're a little bitch for having your agent speak for you and complain for you. Like,
did you just call Devontae Parker a little bitch?
Yes. You'll probably kick my ass in real life, but that's fine.
Probably. No, this is not a, it's not a question. It's not probably nothing. He will break you in half.
Yes, probably. you don't know, man.
You don't have a chance.
I weigh more than he does.
You do not have a chance.
Okay, anyways.
He'll push you down like a bully in third grade.
Okay, moving on. dude, Devontae Parker's really soft. So, like, out of all the players in the NFL, like, I think a kicker is more likely to do that to me than Devontae Parker.
It's
I'm not even
who are you more scared of? Is Sebastian Janikowski or
I would
Devontae
rather
Parker?
Fight Devontae Parker than Janikowski. Yeah. I'm not joking. He is the softest NFL player I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He's on my hate list too today. I don't know if I'm just being extra hatey, but fuck, dude, the guy can't play through anything.
No.
Anything at all.
Look.
He got called out so many times by teammates of his. Like, when do you see people do that and say, like, you got to man up and play?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. I can understand coaching staff and stuff like that. But, like, for your own teammates to say you're being a bitch about injuries means, like, you're just trying to avoid playing.
Yep. Okay. Last guy I want to talk about, and then we can talk about anybody you want to.
But yeah, I like him as a streamer.
Little bitch.
Like, there's no Kenny Stills. There's no Albert Wilson for probably the rest of the year. Danny Amendola has a very specific role. So
right.
Stills is probably going to miss a couple weeks, by the way. Just want to throw that out there.
Who?
Stills. Okay. Groin injury. Yeah. That's going to be like 2 weeks. Yep.
All right, last guy I want to talk about. Bilal Powell is an interesting one here.
What is going on with Powell, actually? Because I haven't seen a lot. So
all I've read...
Give me some breaking news.
All here. I've read was that it's a neck injury.
Oh, you're not gonna break anything, are you?
No, I'm not breaking anything. It is a neck injury.
Knees.
And they just don't know what... he's day-to-day. He could come back. He was ruled out in play last week. So who knows what's going to happen. He hasn't practiced yet. If not, Isaiah Crowell will he light up Isaiah Crowell.
Damn, Devontae Parker 6'3". Yeah, he'll probably kick my ass. Yeah. He's 209.
He's a small 6'3".
Yeah. I can't believe that guy was a first round pick.
anyways, I mean, Isaiah Crowell still is playing the Bears, but
yeah, I like Isaiah Crowell a lot these next couple of weeks if Powell misses any time, because they're splitting pretty evenly. Mm-hmm. Well, what is going on with my English? They're splitting pretty evenly, so
yeah,
man. Crowell gets all the work. Suddenly, he's like top 15 back.
Yeah, I mean, he might have a rough week.
Better than
this
that.
Week.
I mean, stats wise, he is a top 15 right. back, but like you haven't been able to trust it.
Right.
Like if you can actually trust it now, because what's Crowell like? RB 12 on the season, something like that, depending on your format.
He had
two huge games that I know.
Yeah.
And then he had that one game where he was terrible, but had a couple touchdowns, mm-hmm. Couple short touchdowns. So in standard, he is RB 10. Shit,
not bad. He's doing it. He's doing it an ugly way though. But
he's ugly way, like 35 yards and then 219 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, exactly,
like that kind of way.
Yeah. He's had a pretty easy schedule, but he has Miami and Buffalo in week 9 and 10. Chicago might be interesting if he plays. Chicago is a horrible matchup for running backs. But after Chicago in week 8, the Jets play Miami, then Buffalo, then have a bye, and then have New England, which is whatever. So it's going to be interesting couple of weeks. We'll see how this plays out. You want to talk a little bit about Jacksonville?
Yeah, just Jacksonville offense in general.
Duval.
Here,
I don't know why I just did that. I'm not a. What? I don't. I'll edit that out. Sorry.
You're leaving it, but why did you do it?
I don't know. Never mind.
By the way, Houston defense. We didn't talk about them. That's probably a good play, right? Because I'm sitting here talking about all the injuries on Thursday Night Football for Miami. It's Thursday Night Football. The Dolphins are banged up. They're traveling to Texas. Probably a good game for a Houston defense, mm-hmm. huh?
Yeah.
Scary, though. Like, I feel like I've already been burned by Houston defense, but, like, it's a viable option. It's better than the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Writes down sure. Houston defense. No, never mind. I'm sticking with my Redskins defense this week.
There you go.
Okay, so let's talk about this, all right? So the Jags brought in Carlos Hyde. They cut Jamal Charles, meaning they have enough faith in Hyde and Yeldon right now in the short term. Obviously, Fournette's going to come back at some point, but trading for Hyde makes me feel like Fournette's going to be out for a while longer, like past their bye. Agree or disagree?
I agree. I have a feeling that... I have a feeling that Fournette won't play for this. Total gut feeling.
Who becomes the work? Let's say Fournette's coming back in 4 weeks, right? Who becomes the workhorse for the next three? Hyde or Yeldon? Because even if you only get a guy for 3 weeks, right? Sure. It's worthwhile. So Hyde or Yeldon for the next 3 weeks?
God, I can't.
Because, I mean, Yeldon's been, these last 4 weeks in standard, I'm going to give you his fantasy points in standard the last 4 weeks that he's been the starter. 20, 18.2, 7, 12.8. That's awesome to me. Like, he is RB9 on the season, doing it without any boom games, but he has not gotten you under, that 7 is his season low.
Right.
Those 7 fantasy points. That's this floor right now. Your ceiling is only about 20 fantasy points, but if you're giving me 12, 15 every week, that's an RB2 solidly
sure.
every single week. So is this just going to be something where now neither one of them are valuable, or is like one of them just going to be taking it and the other one is, well, that was
yeah.
a little.
this is going to be...
Taking it real good.
I just don't think that Carlos Hyde is going to come in and take the job away from Yeldon immediately. Like, I don't think all of a sudden they're going to be like, oh, Carlos Hyde is way better. Let's give him 15 carries a game and TJ Yeldon back down to 3 or 4 or 5. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it, if anything, it would be.
But you know what the problem slow. Is? I like Yeldon, but Carlos Hyde is way better.
Yes. Okay.
Carlos Hyde is top 10 back in this league, and I don't know why they just traded him away for pennies.
Crazy. Okay, well, let's just say this. Okay, he has Philadelphia this week, then has a bye week 9, and then he plays Indianapolis. It's not crazy to think that Carlos Hyde gets a full workload by week 10 after the bye against Indianapolis, and then plays Buffalo 2 weeks later, and then Indianapolis again, then Tennessee.
You're rolling the dice here because we don't really know. Like, Fournette's going to be back at some point.
By week 13?
Right? Yeah.
He'll be back. The bye is 9. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in 6 weeks.
You don't think he can come back after the bye? The week after?
My gut feeling is that he's not. I don't know.
Okay.
That's just my gut feeling. But, man, listen to that schedule. Indianapolis, Buffalo, Indianapolis, Tennessee. And then, yeah, they have the Steelers mixed in there, too. But that's a solid 4 or 5 weeks there for Carlos Hyde if he has a job. So what is Carlos Hyde? What's his ceiling right now? And what's his floor?
His ceiling is a top 12 back. Because, I mean, that's pretty much what he is if he's a starter.
Right.
His floor is super risky because if you play like for this week, he could be absolutely nothing. He could just be a rotational guy that comes in for 2 series in the whole game because he's not ready. You get me? Yeah. Like, but at the running back position, you don't see that a ton. I don't know. I think realistically floor is top 36 and ceiling is top 12. Like, it's a very wide range, but if I had to place where he's going to be, I'd say it's closer to that top 12 guy. I think he does take the
Crowell or Hyde rest of season.
Rest of season.
I think I'd rather
Crowell is an ugly
Hyde ceiling is much higher, which I like. Then I think their floors about the same. Their ceilings, I think the risk reward is much better with Carlos Hyde.
Okay.
Interesting conversation. I'm really curious how this is all going to play out.
And I want to talk about the quarterback situation as well here. Blake Bortles is keeping his job for now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they already confirmed him as the starter for the next week, that they just kind of benched him to light a fire under him. Exactly. But he's not the worst, but he's not far from last place.
Now that you own a business, you're going to figure this out, Christian, if you haven't already. Sometimes you got to sacrifice the big players, like the ones that everybody like looks up to or whatever. Sometimes you just have to be like, you're fired. Just get him out of there. Sometimes you just got to do it. Sometimes you got to bench. You got to bench your big guys for the better. You got to think long term. You can't think this game. You can't think in the next quarter. You got to think legacy.
Okay. So who should I fire? Should I make a list of like who, like rank all my employees and then like. No, well, I want to do it like once a month. Like, you know how there's employee of the month? I'll have employee of the month, but then like last place gets fired.
Yeah. No, what you got to do, you got to have a step up your game award. And if you're that 2 weeks in a row, then you're gone.
If you're last place 2 weeks in a row like that?
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. All right. It's a lot of pressure for the employees. What if I get
fired? Dude, it's a lot of pressure for an employee, of course. They have to perform.
Yep. Okay. Also, Nick Chubb is the guy to own in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about the fallout of the trade,
sure.
You know, 4 days later. Yeah.
So everybody already heard it, though.
Yeah. Do we care about Eli being traded from the Giants? Eli Apple?
No. It is what it is. No big deal.
Saints are just trying to make a push here. They feel
it
like
helps the Saints.
They have a They have a contender, yeah. So.
Like, I'd be a horrible business person in the NFL. Like, I do not give a shit about a 2021 draft pick. Like, I'd be trading all of them away. Like,
I mean, they gave up next year's fourth rounder and 2020 seventh rounder.
Yeah.
That's
like, who cares?
Cool. I mean, like, obviously, Apple hasn't lived up to being a first round pick.
Right. But he's definitely a seventh round pick in 2 years. But I guess it comes out of money, too. That part I don't understand. But I'd be trading around. I'd be trading all my draft picks like 3 or 4 years down the road. More than likely, you're going to get fired anyways.
That's what Pat Riley did. Worked out for a couple years. Rishard Matthews to the Jets. You care at all?
Interesting, but I'm not. Doesn't move the needle for me.
And I feel like I have to mention this. This is the obligatory Le'Veon Bell news. He has still not reported.
Still not reported.
He's going to hold out through the trade deadline.
Yeah, he will.
That's what he's doing, by the way.
He will. Question for you, and this is kind of football business. I don't know if you know this, and maybe one of our listeners do, and if you do, email me or tweet at me because I'm too lazy to look it up. But can the Steelers trade Le'Veon Bell if he hasn't reported? Can they trade him now?
No, because he hasn't signed his tender.
Right, so that means Le'Veon Bell.
They cannot trade him now until he signs his tender. But if they do have a trade in place, and that team is somewhere that Bell wants to go, he can then sign his tender and be traded, obviously. It just kind of depends on what Bell wants to do. But it seems like this is what it looks like is happening, right? And I'll break it down because I have to. And maybe you've heard this a million times already. I'm sorry if you have. It seems like he's waiting to report until after the deadline, but it has to be before week 10 or else he doesn't become a free agent. So trade deadline's Tuesday. So you're going to see him miss one more week and then he'll be back sometime between week 9 or sometime either week 9 or week 10. He has to be or else he won't become a free agent and all of this has been for nothing because then he'll have to do it again next season. So you'll get James Conner for at least one more really good game. Hopefully.
There is no way Le'Veon Bell is going to come back and take the job. Like, is there really? Like, I cannot imagine this offensive line blocking for Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell will be the better running back.
Yes.
The first day he comes back.
Yes, I agree. But, man, this is going to be fun to watch how it plays out because
there's absolutely no way he's going to be a Steeler after this year.
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
They got to trade him, dog.
Why would you? How can you?
Ingus.
You just use him for the rest of this year. Hope you make the playoffs. Hope he helps you. And then know that you have a decent running back who isn't quite Le'Veon Bell, but he's good enough.
Yeah. I guess. Crazy. What are you doing with Le'Veon Bell? Are you trading for him? Before the trade deadline?
No.
What happens if the Steelers trade him?
I drafted Le'Veon Bell in two leagues this year, and I was able to trade him away in one, and I'm very happy that I did, and I held on to him in another. So I kind of like hedged my bets with him.
Okay, listen. Here's a scenario. Okay. Mm-hmm. What?
But I'm not sure.
On a level of excitement, 1 to 10. If he plays, I don't know, starting after their bye. I mean, after, say he starts week 10, just hypothetical. Okay, what's your excitement meter if he's playing week 10?
For that 1 week?
No, for the rest of the season. Like, how excited are you if you have him on your team?
Oh, top. Okay, so everything after that first week, top 5 back.
Okay, so your excitement is like at a 10. Okay, yeah. What happens if he is...
Not the week that he gets
What happens
back
if he's traded to someone like the Colts before the deadline? Where's your excitement meter there?
First of all, he wouldn't be traded to the Colts. He'd be traded to an actual contender. And who's a contender that needs a running back?
Well, what happens if the Colts want to pay him whatever he wants and he agrees to the trade for a long-term deal? So... Look, hypothetical.
Why wouldn't the Colts just wait till... Will you stop? That's the problem. Why wouldn't the Colts just wait till free agency?
Because they can get him now.
But why... Okay. Why give up any capital at all if I can just wait and I don't need him this season? You get me? That's why the only thing that makes sense is a contender that wants to rent him for the rest of the year.
I got it. I guess. So like the Eagles?
Yeah, but are the Eagles a contender? I don't think they are.
The Eagles are a contender.
Do you think the Eagles make the playoffs?
Yeah, I think they can.
Yeah, well, they have a shitty division. Yeah, they could take, they can overtake the Redskins. Nobody trusts the Redskins. The Redskins are going to win that division, though.
Okay. All right. Well.
Because that's Alex Smith. Alex Smith's going to win that division and then lose in the playoffs.
You know what I hate? I hate talking about Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God. It just bummed me out.
Like, I hate talking about Le'Veon Bell because it's 100% hypothetical. Nobody knows. Nobody has a clue. It's all hypothetical, and it's all hearsay and guessing game. It's stupid.
By the way, I just want to, you know, since we're calling people out on the podcast, I want to say something.
Sure.
I accidentally dropped Spencer Ware in a league, right? And I have, the only reason that it matters is because I have Kareem Hunt.
Sure.
So it doesn't really matter for anything else other than I have
Kareem Hunt. I don't understand how people, I get this, I'm a commissioner of a couple of leagues. I accidentally drop somebody or something all the time. I've never accidentally dropped anybody, by the way.
Really?
Never.
Okay, so I wasn't meaning to drop anybody. I was just kind of like looking at, because I needed a quarterback for the week. So I'm just looking at it, and I can't remember who I wanted to drop, but I selected, luckily for me, I didn't select anybody important. I selected, I can't remember who I was trying to get. Anyway, so I dropped Spencer Ware, but I in no way want to drop Spencer Ware when Kareem Hunt is like the staple of my team. If that goes down, like, I need Spencer Ware. And as we have, like, deep-ass team, like, I have a bunch of crap that I could have dropped instead. Anyways, John's like, it doesn't really matter. Nobody's going to pick him up anyways. And I wasn't, like, we have this weird rule. Like, I can't pick up somebody, but other people can. And then I can't drop, you can't drop anybody you've picked up within 3 days. Did you notice that crap in that league? It's the drop and pickup rules for an individual team are super weird. Okay. But John could pick him up. The guy telling me, oh, don't worry about it, went ahead and picked him up immediately. I hate you, John. Jeez.
Are you talking about John, the host of DFS and Dynasty?
Yes, DFS and Dynasty. Check them out, download it, whatever. I hate you, John.
Yeah, so we have DFS and Dynasty podcasts every couple times a week.
Great segue, Dale.
Make sure you guys download that. It's awesome. All DFS picks. You go to our website, you get $5 lineups. We called it something. What was it? Free $5 lineups? I think that's what we called it. You get them for free for $5 on our website. Click the link on top of the website. And
that wasn't me. I never called it that.
I don't know. Maybe I did on accident because I'm a bumbling idiot. So go click on our click on that little thing. You get, I think there's probably over a dozen lineups that you can choose from 50-50s to tournament plays, all that stuff. So go check that out and check out their podcast. I think you just type in DFS in iTunes and it's one of the first ones pop up. Eat Sleep Fantasy, DFS and Dynasty Pod. Don't forget to go to our website, eatsleepfantasy.com. Follow us on Twitter and on Instagram and on Facebook. Make sure you join our private Facebook group if you are a member. You can always go to the subscribe button on our website and become a member to become part of our private Facebook group. We started letting listeners in our private Facebook group into our personal chat on WhatsApp.
I miss Balake.
Yeah, he was good.
Because he liked
me. He liked you. I know. And
also, Curtis likes me too, so I miss him too. Everybody
likes you.
Really like me.
Don't feel sad. They will. I think they like us equally, but for different reasons. You're like the hot one and I'm the smart one. Like,
did you say that because it's the other way around?
I don't know. No, you are the hot one.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
I'm down like
wait, you wouldn't want to be the smart one?
What?
You said who to the hot one. You wouldn't want to be the smart one?
I don't have any insecurities about my intelligence.
Okay. Man, that just makes, now nobody likes me. Because now you're hot and smart. I think that's all the announcements I have for today. We will try.
Smart deal.
Not really. We will try to record more often. Maybe hit you up with a couple more episodes this week. We might even do a private video or something on Facebook.
This shit's gone on for an hour. You want to keep going? Just, you know, let's do another episode right now. No. Good night, everyone.
For Christian Burrito, my name is Dale. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yeah. Eat, sleep, fantasy. You rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts. Running backs better follow. The conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation. We doing what we like. Tune in every week. Guaranteed we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts. I know you plan to be joining us on Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Yeah. Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Woo! Eat, Sleep, Fantasy.